8:55 Eastern Time, and Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
Congress convenes tomorrow, and the President will deliver his opening message, which will be heard over this network beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. According to Mr. Warner's report from Washington early this evening, the message is expected to deal largely with questions of peace and neutrality and with the desirability of domestic harmony in the face of the foreign situation. Nothing controversial in the way of internal reforms is likely to be proposed. There will be plenty of argument in Congress, however, over domestic issues and perhaps competition as to which party is most eager for peace. Senator Taft, one of the candidates for the Republican presidential nomination, said today that in his recent travels he had not found people confident that the president could keep us out of war for another 4 years. This seems to assume that the president will run for a third term, which a good many people doubt. But the expected emphasis of his message on foreign issues has a bearing on the recent Washington speculations about the chances of Secretary Hull for the Democratic nomination. Mr. Hull said today that he has no personal political ambitions, knows nothing of reports that the president has picked him as his successor, and has refused to let anybody work for his nomination. But if the principal business of the next administration is foreign relations, Mr. Hull would seem to be the logical candidate. If the emphasis shifts back to a domestic reform program with which he has been only indirectly identified, the situation will be different. Certainly left-wing Democrats will be as disappointed as conservatives of both parties will be pleased by the prospect that domestic reforms are to be postponed. The State Department today sent a vigorous protest to England over the seizure of mail for Germany and for neutral countries as well, of which some has been taken off of American and neutral ships on the high seas, and other consignments off of ships taken into British ports for contraband control. This is held contrary to the Hague Convention, though the right of the British to censor mail normally passing through England is conceded. In the Finnish War, Russian attacks east of Lake Ladoga were repulsed, and another great assault has started against the Mannerheim Line. According to a report from Stockholm earlier this evening, which is as yet unconfirmed, the Russians advanced a few kilometers in the central and eastern parts of the line. A few is an indefinite phrase, and the Mannerheim Line is a fortified zone from 30 to 40 kilometers deep. So even if this is correct, the Russians may only have dug a small salient into the line. But it's more of an advance than has been reported since they overran the outpost at the beginning of the war. However, we don't know yet whether the story is true. And equally unconfirmed are stories from Copenhagen to the effect that the Finns have surrounded large numbers of Russians on the Sala front and in the far north. The Finnish war, however, had two diplomatic echoes today. Before Sir William Seeds, the British ambassador to Russia, who has been called home for what is officially termed a holiday but may not return, left Moscow, the Russian Premier Molotov told him that British anti-Russian activities, such as help to Finland, must be abandoned if Russo-British relations are not to grow worse. That is the story in London, anyway, where it was reported a few days ago that the British are ready for a rupture of diplomatic relations with Russia, if it comes to that. More important, perhaps, was the statement of a German official spokesman that Germany saw no reason to intervene in the Northern War, even if the Allies should help Finland, unless England and France should establish bases on Finnish soil which might menace Germany. The German diplomat said that Germany was entirely disinterested in British aid to Finland so long as it was the same kind that Britain gave Poland. But after this sideswipe at British ineffectiveness last September, he added that even if Britain should give real military assistance, it was questionable if Germany would fight on that account. Unofficial German publications are still warning the Scandinavian countries against helping Finland if they have to do it in conjunction with England and France. There was another fight between British and German planes over the North Sea. The British say the score was 3-2 in their favor. The Germans say it was 3-0 in favor of Germany. New Year's greetings exchanged between Hitler and Mussolini have been published in Berlin. And according to this German version, the Italian leader said, quote, "May our two peoples, united, reach their goals and secure their futures," end quote. This, if Mussolini means it, takes most of the steam out of the peace talk that has lately come out of Rome. For the Allies, in their present mood, are certainly not ready for a peace which would allow Germany to reach what they believe to be the present goals of the Nazi government.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.